Praise God. Amen. Welcome to Eagles United Ministry. Praise God. We're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. And I'm telling y'all something. You know, we are going to be here every Sunday. Amen. Giving God all the glory and giving God all of the praise. I don't know about you, praise God, but this week was a test indeed. Amen. But God saw fit, praise God. Amen. To give us another chance to be in power. And we just want to celebrate. Hallelujah. Amen. Before we get started with service this morning, amen, I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Father God, for just being all that you are to us. We want to thank you, Father God, for just shining your light upon us. Amen. Waking us up this morning, Lord, giving us the activity of our life. Being able to breathe, being able to, amen, see, being able, praise God, amen, all of our loved ones. Lord, we pray this morning for those that are sick and studying, and ask you, Father God, to get comfort for this family. We ask you, Father God, to come on in the house today, that our praise give us sweet colors. And we thank you for it right now, your son Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, amen. Welcome to Eagles United Ministry. Praise God. Amen. Today, praise God, we're just going to lift up this time.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Lift the labor. Burn now. Glory, glory. Hallelujah, in my name, my burn down, I feel better, so much better, in my name, my burn down, I feel better, so much better. Since I laid my burden down, I'm going to be with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down, I'm going home to be with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down, I feel better. So much better if I lay my burden down. I feel better. So much better if I lay my burden down. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. If I lay my glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm good. Amen. You can hook it all up.
Okay.
Amen. So we bless God, praise God for another opportunity, amen, in this house. Amen, hallelujah. Like I was saying, praise God, we have, this week to be, praise God, was something else. Amen. And when I say something else, praise God, it was something else. Amen, hallelujah. But God, amen. Sometimes God will test you just to see if you will show up for him. Amen.
Amen.
Regardless of what's going on, will you show up? Amen, hallelujah. Amen. And so we are here today. Amen. We're going to first start off, praise God, with our encouraging word. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just want to encourage you. I talked with Pastor Charles Webster. Amen. In Honolulu. Amen. Glory to God. Just want to say God bless you to the man of God for calling. I mean, for me calling and being able to talk to him, amen, and him sharing a scripture with me, amen, that bless my life, amen. Sometimes, praise God, you got to outsource, like I said, you got to outsource, amen, for a healing or outsource for a word. Come on, amen. So I want to just share what he shared with me, praise God, on yesterday. Amen. I'm going to be in Luke. We're going to be in Luke chapter 10. Hallelujah. All right, Luke chapter 10, praise God. Amen. Verse 19, praise God. And this scripture I'm going to read, you can take it throughout the week, amen. I am believing God, amen, that you're some awesome and powerful things, praise God, on your behalf in the coming week. Amen. I have watched God move around. Amen. And another thing I want to say is there is nothing anybody can say against your life that has a right to come to pass. You look, cast down all negative and vain imagination. All the evil that people speak on you, you ain't gonna do this, you ain't gonna have this, you're gonna get sick, you're gonna pay for this, you're gonna pay for that. The devil is alive. We're coming against you right now in the name of Jesus. I ran into a lot of people this week, depressed and oh, I don't know what to do. Listen, trust God. God is going to bring you through. God is going to bring you out. Come on, hallelujah. With the victory. That's his promise. Amen. If you lean and depend on him. So we're going to be looking at Luke 10, verse 19. He said, amen, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, glory to God, and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing, amen, shall by any means hurt you, praise God. We have to learn how to find our strength in the word of God, amen. Hallelujah. I didn't say it was easy, amen. Sometimes the devil, I would say, the devil is right on your neck, amen, trying to get you, praise God, out of character, trying to get you, amen, in a place where you don't want to praise God or you too tired, amen. But I just want to tell you today, praise God, God is in full control, amen. And whatever God has for you is for you, amen. You have to remember that, praise God. No matter what comes up against you in your life, you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Victory, praise God, is yours, saith the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. A couple of people, praise God, amen, always fold to the tricks of the enemy. Manipulation, come on, amen. Both be rich in manipulation, praise God. You remember when you should have did it, and you and I did this, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself. When people get to talk to you like that, that's manipulation. Come on, they want you to feel guilty so they can get you to do what they want you to do. They want you to feel down on yourself so they can get you to do what they want you to do. That's manipulation. Anytime anybody uses something to get you to bend or fold to their will, that's manipulation. Amen. Anytime your free will, come on, is manipulated, twisted, come on, amen. You ain't never ran into somebody who is real good with words? Come on, amen. Before you know it, you saying maybe you're right. When you go home, you thinking about what they said and how they come on. Amen. Manipulation, praise God, amen, comes in various forms, amen. People will manipulate you by withholding stuff from you. Come on, amen. I'm not going to help you until you do what I want you to do. Oh, I'm not going to. That's manipulation. But the scripture I'm sharing with you today, praise God, amen, it says, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, glory to God. I give you power. I give you strength, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. To where when your adversaries show up, praise God, it don't move you. Come on. When your adversaries show up, you realize, praise God, you don't have no power. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. over the power of the enemy. Over the power of the enemy. Glory to God. You can cause the enemy to shut down. Come on, amen. When the enemy comes against you, praise God. Like I say, he's out, praise God, amen. To steal, kill, and destroy. When he raises his head, amen. You have the power, glory to God, to cast him down. You have the power to bring his plan to a halt. You have the power, glory to God. He has given you the power. Somebody, amen, that's watching needs to say, I have power through God. I have power through Jesus Christ. I have power through the Holy Ghost. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. I know y'all saying this easy for a pastor to say, but let me tell you something. My everyday life has been, hallelujah, I go through trials and tribulations too. Come on, amen. I go through letdowns, rejections, and all that stuff too. And guess what? I have to learn, praise God, that I have power. Come on. And I have to use that power, praise God, amen, to come against the forces of the enemy. Glory to God. If you don't know what you have, then you don't, you're not using it. Come on, you got to know the tools that you have. You got to know that if God said, amen, hallelujah, that he gave you power to tread on serpent's head and power, praise God, to cast down the enemy, that's on the inside of you. Come on, amen. You're a child of the Most High God. You got the power to say, no, that ain't true. Come on. You ever had somebody lying on you so much other folks thought to believe it? And if you listen to it long enough, you believe it too? I'm just trying to help you today, glory to God. You have to cast down those spirits. Come on.
Come on, God.
You got to cast down those spirits. You can't allow folks to get, oh, you a liar. They get, oh, you a liar. You a liar. When they the liar. Come on. They want you to believe that you all mixed up and you a mess. When they all mixed up in a mess. Oh my God. Can I help somebody today? He said, I gave you power over the enemy. Some of us listening to the enemy. We eating dinner with the enemy. Come on, we waking up next to the enemy. Come on, amen. The Lord say, I gave you power over that. Why are you submitting yourself to the enemy? Oh, I know I'm in somebody's business this morning. And you won't submit. You know, a lot of people get married. They get married. They serve God. The other person don't serve God. And they get married to a person that don't serve God. How you going to submit yourself to somebody that don't love the same God you love? Ooh, I'm in somebody's business. He said, you going to lay down with somebody gave you power. You going to yoke up with somebody gave you power. Man of God marry a woman that don't love God. Come on. All of a sudden now he don't go to church and he confused it and he just might not come. Come on. When you get a taste of somebody, glory to God, that's weak in the spirit, come on, hallelujah. Don't care nothing about your soul salvation. Guess what? You in trouble of being brought down. You got to know who you are.
He gave me power. Hallelujah. Power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To tread on serpent's head. Glory to God.
He gave me power. Hallelujah. Power to battle the enemy. Not scared, not quiet. Y'all know how we get quiet sometimes. Oh, I was, you know, I was just saying, and I ain't living all the way right. Listen, if you want God to lift you up and raise you up to be kings and queens, come on, a part of the family of God, you got to stand up and say, I know I got some things going on. Lord, clean me up, but give me power to cause the spirit to sit down and move around. Hallelujah. Away from my life. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. I always testify about what I go through, praise God, what I've experienced. Anything I preach about, and let me tell you something, I've been there, done that. Hallelujah. Got a t-shirt and a hat. Come on, hallelujah. My sister-in-law said a pair of tennis shoes and some jeans to match. Come on, hallelujah. Been there, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He said, I give you power. Now watch this, I like the last of this verse, praise God, amen. It says, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing should hurt you. Nothing by any means should hurt you. Come on, amen. Nothing that the enemy throw at you should hurt you. Come on, amen. You know how I was watching Facebook posts that people want you to struggle because you ain't with them, and people want you to struggle because they jealous of you and they don't like you. So people want you to struggle, so they start speaking all kinds of stuff into your life. I come against you right now in the name of Jesus. You don't have no power. Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
You don't have no power. You don't have no say-so in my victory. Come on. You don't have no say-so in my success. Come on. Hallelujah. Because God told me, glory to God, hallelujah, if I seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all his righteousness, glory to God, all of these things, everything that I need, come on, will be added to my life. You don't have no power. Come on. Ooh, Lord have mercy. He said, you will not hurt me. You will not hurt my future. You will not, oh Lord have mercy. Somebody catch that one right there. You will not hurt my future. You will not hurt my finances. Oh my God. Then I'm gonna throw this one out here. Glory to God. I'm gonna throw this one out here. I just feel like throwing this out here. And whatever you lose, glory to God, while God is taking you out of a situation, understand that God wants to destroy every yoke of bondage that have attached itself to you. Let go. We don't want to let something go. Because we don't, because we scared, we in fear. But let me tell you something. God didn't bring you this far to leave. He didn't bring you this far, glory to God, hallelujah, to leave. Keep moving forward, amen. In the gospel, he said in his word, nothing shall hurt you. You ready, woman of God? Hallelujah. With our praise and worship.
We're going to try it, amen.
We're going to try this.
We're going to try it.
Hallelujah. There's a lot today.
Hallelujah. We're going to give it over to Sister Alicia, amen, for our praise and worship. And I believe, praise God, if she has to go Acapulco, she know how to. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Come on.
Forever and ever
and ever
for all.
Blessings and glory and honor. Got me feeling
Look, let me tell you something. When you think of the goodness of God and all that he has done for you, Praise God. I know, hallelujah, without a shadow of a doubt, amen. Hallelujah, that Jesus loved me. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. At this time, praise God, we're going to prepare to receive our offering. Amen. Hallelujah. And after that, praise God, we're going to get into our announcement. Amen. I want you to praise God. Look in the description box. Look in the description box, praise God. And it'll tell you, amen, how to sow a seed. Amen. Always tell me when you sow a seed, praise God. Especially, amen, into a ministry that gives, into a ministry, amen, that blesses the unfortunate, the homeless, praise God.
Amen.
Those that are HIV positive, those that trying to get themselves back into life, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You sow, amen. Glory to God. God gives it back to you. Press down, shake it together, and run it over. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So praise God in the office. Amen. So we want to just take this time, praise. You can use that one, God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want you to know, praise God, when we, amen, go out to feed the homeless, praise God, amen. All of that's donations, all of that, praise God, amen, hallelujah, is what people have given over to our ministry, praise God. Salvation After HIV, praise God, our homeless ministry, Helping Hands, praise God. We go out, praise God, and do what God has called us to do. I have a trailer, praise God, that we're going to be pulling down to downtown, amen, and it's loaded full of stuff. Amen. It's loaded full of hand sanitizer, toothbrushes, toothpaste. It's loaded, praise God. So we need you. Amen. We need your help, praise God. You may not be able to get down there yourself, but we will do it for you. Amen. So when you give, praise God, when you sow a seed, praise God, amen. Think about that seed, praise God, and think about the work that we're doing. Amen. And I believe God, amen, to bless your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And get to our announcement. Oh, God. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Father God, to just touch this off from those that have given up cash out, those that have failed, those, praise God, that have given right here in our house. I ask you to bless it 100-fold. Lord, those that gave and know that they have a need, we ask, Father God, that you meet that need. Those that are trying to get stuff done, we ask, Father God, that you make the way. You open the door. You give them instruction.
Yes.
Every seed that's sown, Father God, we pray over it today, whether it be time, whether it be prayer, whatever it is that person is sown. We ask you, Father God, just to turn it around. If it's in the household, if it's in finance, if it's in relationship, whatever it is, the seed that they sow, we pray over it right now. And we believe you for it in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, praise God. Amen. For our announcement, tablet up here, but on the 27th, we will be with Fresh New Beginnings Full Gospel Church. Amen. Women in Yellow and Pearls. Come on. Hallelujah. On April 10th, praise God. We will be out, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. At God's house of deliverance, praise God. I don't know if I'm saying it all the way right. Hallelujah. But we're going to be there with Apostle. Amen. Wonderful. Glory to God. With the women of God, we're going to be lifting up the mighty name of Jesus. And then on Easter, come on. Hallelujah. We on the move, ain't we? Amen. Lord, we're on the move. We're going to be at we're going to be at Prince of the King's Church, praise God, over at the ranch, amen, praising the Lord, and letting the children, praise God, have a good time in the Lord. We moved around, ain't we? Hallelujah. And amen. We can't thank anybody but God. Come on, amen. We can't thank anybody but God. And then I'm going to be in revival coming up soon. We will let you know the dates, praise God, amen. And then we are going to, me and Sister Alicia are going to be planning some awesome stuff for the house of God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Look out for us, praise God. These two women of God, look, me and her, praise God, we are always somewhere. Amen. Always doing something,
amen,
to show forth God's blessings. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to stay encouraged, praise God. We'll get ready to go into the word. Amen. I want you to stay encouraged. I want you to trust God in all that you do. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I'm a little short, Pastor, but you're going to be all right in a minute. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to know. Amen. Hallelujah. Bible study. Amen. I was preaching from Amos. Amen. And we're going there again today. Hallelujah. Because God said, I need for them to get an understanding of what of that word that I sent them. Praise God. Because sometimes, praise God, God sent us a word and good to our spirit. And then when we wake up the next morning, we don't remember nothing. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amos. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I got me a brand new Bible, y'all. The page is thick.
Same here.
Amen. I was like, why my page is so thick? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord God, I had to go to my old faithful Bible. Amen. So we talked about in Bible study, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. How can two walk together lest they agree? Amen. Amen. Lest they agree. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we be trying to force stuff to work. Amen. Because of vanity and other motives, praise God. But the Lord, he brings us to a place, you know, he deals a lot with us. About our mindset. Amen. How can two walk together lest they agree?
Come on, amen. Come on.
I hear a lot of people say, oh, I agree to disagree. Amen. I agree. That's we walk together, we completely different people, but we agree to disagree. Well, we're finding out in the word, praise God, that God say if you're walking together, that's agreement. Come on, amen.
Amen.
If you hanging together, you sharing opinions and conversations together, that's agreement. He said, how can you walk together? How can you, Lord have mercy, how can you pursue things together unless you agree? My God. Hallelujah. And some of us, praise God, we feel as though, amen, because it's attractive, because, come on, amen, because we don't want nobody else to have. We just gotta have it. Come on. Amen. We gonna put up with what we gotta put up with just so we can have it. That's our flesh setting us up for destruction. How can we walk together unless we agree? Oh, I don't agree with your lifestyle. Oh, but I've got to have it. I don't believe in the God you serve. I believe this. Come on. But guess what? You find I got to have it. He said, but do you know when you enter into a relationship or an agreement with somebody, it's what it is, an agreement. My God. We are so, look, in some areas of our life, we are pushover. We're passive. We're saying, well, that's all right. I can deal with that. Come on. I'm telling you, I don't preach about nothing I ain't been through. Come on. Come on. Woman of God, come on. Get yoked up with somebody that don't love God like I do. And then when I get home, I'm catching hell. I'm just telling you. Been there. Done that. What they said, got the t-shirt and the hat. Come on. Got it on my car with a bumper sticker. Come on. I'm trying to help you today. How can you walk together with somebody you don't agree with nothing? Come on. Waking up, Lord, what I need, Lord, help me. I don't know what to do. He said, I didn't put it together. You did. Ooh, I'm in somebody's business today. I didn't put it together. You put it together. The lust of your flesh, the lust of your eyes. Come on. Seeing something that you didn't have no business messing with in the first place. Ooh, come on. A lot of people say they fooled me. They fooled me. I didn't know if they fooled me. You saw the red flags before you did it.
In the first place.
My business partners ripped me off. You didn't check their references? You didn't call somebody and say, before I do business with this person, what was your experience? Come on, amen. Glory to God. How can we walk together and we don't agree on nothing? Glory to God. I got married when I was 21 years old. Come on, amen. I believe in faithfulness. They believe they can sleep with whoever they want to sleep with. Come on. How can we walk together? Let we agree. Come on, amen. Let we agree. Amen. Yeah. Come on.
Can two walk together except they be agreed?
Uh-huh.
Will a lion roar in the forest
uh-huh.
when he has no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den
uh-huh.
if he have taken nothing?
Oh my, wait. I want to back up to what I say. Will a lion roar in the what? In the forest?
In the forest.
And he had no prey?
When he has no prey.
He said, what he's saying is, what would the purpose be? What would the purpose be for you to be yoked up with somebody that's not going the same direction you're going? Why would the lion be out there roaring if it ain't no prey? Come on. It's called wasting time. Oh my God. It's called wasting time. It's called you did this for no apparent reason at all. How can we walk together? Lest we agree. What else to say, woman of God?
Will a young lion cry out of his den if uh-huh. he have taken nothing?
Oh my God, come on.
Can a bird fall in a snare up on the earth?
Come on.
Where no gin is for him?
Oh my God. In other words, the bird don't land unless it's something full. Come on. Glory to God. The Lord say, why are you stopping to even entertain something that you don't even agree with, thinking in your mind it's going to work? It's not going to work. You're wasting time. I had to tell somebody one time, glory to God, if that's what you want, you got to find somebody in the juice joint.
Come on.
You got to find somebody that's drinking. You got to find come on, amen. You got to find somebody that don't like peace. Can we preach this morning?
Amen.
It amazes me how people just think they can change a situation. Oh, I'm going to change them.
I can change.
A lot of women get with men that, oh, they handsome, they fine, and they know it. They're not going to treat them right. Oh, I changed. I'm just going to love him so good that he just going to change. And guess who ended up shipwrecked? You do. Because you didn't want to wait on God. Come on, amen. Because you didn't want to wait on God. Because you didn't want to seek God. Because you didn't want to be by yourself. Come on. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with nurturing your relationship with God. Ain't nothing wrong with getting yourself ready for the next place in your life. Glory to God. Don't compromise, glory to God, and link yourself up with something that's going to utterly destroy your life. Some of us don't know, praise God, that the enemy, watch it. The enemy says, he said he come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Right.
When you let the enemy in, he going to do exactly what he came to do. He going to hinder. He going to destroy. He going to tear it apart. See, we don't want to preach these type of sermons because we want everybody to like them. But I'm here to tell you today, I've been there, done that. I've been humiliated. Come on. Being a pastor and go marry somebody. Come on, amen. They clown me right in church, right in front of folks. Get out in public, clown me. Let me tell you something. How can you walk together unless you agree? We don't want to try. We don't want to be tried and tested. Come on, amen. I heard a lady say, get a background check. Get a background check. Talk to their mama. Watch how he treat his sister. Watch how she act around her family. Come on. Oh, my God. Am I helping somebody today? Can we keep it real? Don't be like saying that. I'm just trying to keep it real.
crying and broke all up and messed up because you're trying to get a person to see your point when that person ain't even interested in your point.
Mama business. It say something else, woman of God? What it say?
Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing at all? Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and people not be afraid?
Come on.
Shall there be evil in a city and the Lord hath not done it?
Oh, my God.
Surely the Lord God will do nothing.
Come on.
But he revealeth his secret unto his servant, the prophet.
But he revealed his secret unto the servant, the prophet. Let me tell you something. Praise God. Amen. Over the course of a week, I've been in counsel with pastors and apostles. Come on. Pastors and apostles. And the Lord said, I need for you to recognize, praise God, it's a common denominator in each conversation. In each conversation, the Lord said, through the pastors or prophets or apostles, he said that you are a prophet. Above all these things, you are a prophet. Above all these things, you are an apostle. You are a woman of God. Amen. Come on. I'm just going to use myself for an example. Glory to God. If I'm an apostle or a woman of God, amen, I don't have no business dealing with somebody that don't know God as much as I do, that have not sacrificed as much as I do. Can I just use myself as an example? Come on. Come on. Oh, they gonna get, they'll get it together eventually. I always teach this lesson. Glory to God. If you've been God for 25 years, you strong, you ain't God for 25 years. You get with somebody that's been in the world for well over, been living the way they've been living, way longer than you've been living. Come on.
Come on.
And then you think you're going to take yourself to them and they're going to change. And look, that you so powerful as who you are that you could change him. You know the only person that can change a person? Jesus Christ. Can I say it again?
Come on.
God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost. Come on.
That's it.
Some of y'all done took up assignments that don't belong to you. Oh,
say
my
that,
God.
Say that one more
time. Oh, my God. You done took up an assignment that does not belong to you. You done took up an assignment that a mama was supposed to do. You done took up an assignment that a father was supposed to do. I'm going to teach this person. I heard a young man say one time, I'm going to marry me a woman that I can train. I said, excuse me? I'm going to mold her into the woman I want her to be. I said, aren't we playing God? Are we in God's business? Come on, help somebody today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The only one doing the molding, the only one doing the shaping is the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. Oh, my God. How can two walk together unless they agree? Oh, see, they keep leaving me. Oh, they keep this, that, and the other. That is a clue. Oh, my God. Am I all in? That's a clue. Something is not in agreement. Something is off. We don't want to take responsibility. God keeps showing us stuff. God keeps saying this ain't it. God keeps it, and we keep on getting back into it. And then want God to save us from it. He said, first of all, I hear people talk about you turn a temporary situation into a permanent situation, glory to God. You turn somebody that was just passing through, oh my God,
Come on.
Into a life mate, amen. You turn somebody, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, that don't love God. Come on, they only doing it because they attached to you.
Oh, Lord. All right.
Come on, woman of God.
The lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy?
Let me help you with something. He's saying, I have spoken. Look. We go through so many changes, trying to make decisions, trying to figure something out, when God already gave the answer loud and clear. He said, I have spoken. Any conversation after that is a person trying to manipulate, trying to fix it, because they scared of what could be. Come on. God got something better. God making a way for something better. Hey. Heard a woman of God say, I be crying myself to sleep. I said, you're crying yourself to sleep, but the Holy Spirit didn't need you. You know, is it the glory of God? Is it the joy of the Lord? No, it's not. I'm miserable. I'm going through. Can I just say something right quick? Something God didn't put together. I know I done said it three times. I'm gonna say it again. It's some things that God didn't put together. Oh my Lord. It's something, and people don't want to admit. I've seen people stay in stuff for years, like 25 years, miserable as they can be, then had strokes and stressed out. Some things God didn't put together. You trying to honor God and some stuff He didn't put together. You want God to bless what He didn't put together. You want God to give a seal of approval on something He didn't put together. All you care about is what people think about your decision. They gonna live a life for you? They gonna stand before God for you? No, they are not. Ooh, I messed up the business. How can you walk together unless you agree? My pastor in Honolulu said, he said, this man, his wife, and his head with a hammer. And he started telling the story. I was like, oh Lord, he's all this what I'm saying. He said, the man hit his wife in the head with a hammer. Said the wife turned to him as she had hit all up and asked him, should I leave you? Should I go? She still turned around to the person that was destroying her life and said, ask permission to leave. What am I saying today? You are in bondage. It's not of God. You are in an abusive situation. It's not of God. I don't care who come along and tell you, maybe you should stick around, maybe you should. Get this. Maybe God won't turn around. God says, my signature ain't on it. Oh my God. Hallelujah. It's not of me. Somebody would have told us when you feel up, you and your husband need to go to counseling. What counseling you need? With a skull question. Come on. What kind of counseling you need? I heard Tyler Perry say in one of his plays, people trying to hold stuff together that God is trying to break apart. People instead of trying to hold stuff together that God is trying to break apart. I'm talking to that person that's about to compromise. I'm talking to that person that don't understand, I got to go through. You got to go through to get to where God has you going. But when God turned that light on and say, run, you better get out of there.
Don't know.
Somebody mad right now. But I ain't one of them pastors. When God tell you, there's the door, open it and walk through it. When God say, get on out of there, get away from there, get out of there. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. When God opens the door, He tell you right now, my signature of approval is not on this. I don't operate that way. Run, you better run. A lady told me one time, she said when she was young, this how she learned to shut up when her husband was talking. She said when she was young, she was saying something, her husband hit her in the mouth. She said after that, she knew not to say nothing. The old mentality tells us, old school tells us, you stay with somebody that's beating you all upside your head because that's your husband. You stay with that woman that's always, come on, women beat men all upside the head too. Stay with her. You love her. You love her. You love her. What's love got to do with it? Come on. What's love got to do with it? Somebody say love should have brought you home last night. What's love got to do with it?
Come on.
Love didn't keep you from busting me upside my head. What's love got to do with it? You know how many women are dead today due to domestic violence? What's love got to do with it? You know how many men right now sitting in jail because of love? What is love got to do with it? And is it really love? Or is it codependency? All I'm saying is what love got to do with it? Come on. When he bringing you flowers when he bring you flowers in the hospital after he done knocked one of your eyes loose and broke your ribs and then, what's love got to do it? I'm not one of them pastors to tell you to stay. I'm one of them pastors to tell you to get up out of there and wait on God. How can two walk together unless they agree? Well, you walking in confusion, all kinds of chaos break out. When you unequally yoked, things just seem like it can never get together. And I don't care how much counseling you take, if God didn't put it together, you're going to be good for a little while and you're going to go right back. What's love got to do with it? Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Somebody's attached to you in your life and it just seems like you keep losing. It just seems like you're unstable. It just seems like, come on, you can't keep your thoughts together. Now you're starting to feel real down on yourself. Your self-esteem is in the toilet. Come on. The person keep telling you you ain't nothing. You ain't gonna never have nothing without them. Come on.
Come on,
come on. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you what's love got to do with that. Lord have mercy. My God, you want to know what love is? You go over to Corinthians. Come on. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for that person right now that's trying to make a decision when the decision has already been made. Hallelujah. Help them, Father God. Hallelujah. To see you in this situation so they can walk away, glory to God. And walk away with their life, walk away alive, walk away, glory to God, amen, on their way to enjoy, glory to God, your miracles and your blessings. Lord, I pray for that person right now that keep on in that terrible relationship because they don't want nobody to talk about them. Come on, they don't want to be seen as this and seen as that, glory to God. Help them understand, glory to God, hallelujah. You said what you put together. Let no man put asunder. Glory to God. You didn't say what we put together. You also said in your word to suffer for Christ's sake, glory to God. Not for man's sake, but for Christ's sake. Help us today, glory to God, to understand your spirit. Help us today, glory to God. Hallelujah. To surrender to you, glory to God. Help us to put you first. Hallelujah. Help us, glory to God, to recognize our motives. Hallelujah. We're not doing anybody a service, staying with them, glory to God, when they're toxic, glory to God. We're not doing a person a favor when we cater to people's, glory to God, dysfunction. We're not doing them a favor. Give us a mind, glory to God, to walk, glory to God, hallelujah, in the newness of life. Yes, Lord. Help us, Father God, hallelujah, to understand that you are in full control. Help us, Father God, hallelujah, as we go throughout the week. Help guard our mind and our thoughts, glory to God, that they would not be manipulated and jumbled up and, oh Lord, have mercy, and molded, hallelujah, into something ungodly. Help us, Father God. And Lord, we thank you for it right now. Hallelujah. That woman that's in that abusive relationship,
that man that's being beat up. Hallelujah. But he can't because of his pride. He can't tell nobody because of his pride. Lord, we ask you right now to free him, glory to God. Give him a mind to walk away. Show him the door. Hallelujah. Show him the door and let him and help him learn how to trust you. Help him learn, glory to God, how to seek your face. Help him learn, glory to God, how to humble themselves under your mighty hand and watch you, glory to God, keep them. And then help them to pray for their enemies. Help them to pray, glory to God, for that person that has verbally abused them, that has physically abused them. Help them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. We thank you for it right now. In your son, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Remember this, glory to God. He said, I wouldn't put no more on you than you could bear. The Lord is not going to link you up, glory to God, to dysfunction. He's not going to link you up, glory to God. And don't let nobody tell you this just your mountain, this just your go through. You got to know what's sent by God, and you got to know what's sent by the enemy, glory to God. Don't be confused. Come on, hallelujah. God is not mocked, hallelujah. Don't be confused, glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, amen. And I pray, amen, this word bless you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.